All right, Jabal said, let's begin. So we're picking up in the red edition, page Resh Samech Gimel. The chapter is Ches. Ad Shei Ara Alav Ruach Mimarom, V'Yashkin Habori Yisparach HaShmolov. So remember again, the idea is that the Ramchal actually mentioned in the last paragraph the idea that in order to get to this level of Kiddusha, so Kiddusha is the culmination of all of the steps beforehand, that one must take first every step of really that's been elucidated in the previous chapters, and only then will one ultimately come to the Midah of Kiddusha. And then from there, of course, the Ramchal discusses the idea that one could ultimately come to Ruach HaKodesh as well, as we'll discuss. So actually, you know what, So remember, furthermore, the Ramchal also explained that when it comes to Kiddusha, so Kiddusha is this twofold process. There's the part that I can do, there's what I can do in order to what he called Hishtadlus or Avoda, and there's the fact that my Hishtadlus and Avoda will only get me so far. I need the Ribono Shel Olam, so to speak, pitch in his part as well. But once I do my part, there's almost like a guarantee that the Ribono Shel Olam will be Ma'ara Alav Ruach Mimarom, V'Yashkin Abari Yisparach Shmo Alav. There's almost like a guarantee in life. You know, this is the Gemara Maseches Megillah that says that if somebody tells you, Yagati Velo Matzasi Al Ta'amin, if someone tells you that I toiled, but I did not find, do not believe him. The idea being that in life, now again, Gemara also says, if somebody says, Lo yagati umatzasi al ta'amin, if somebody says, you know, I didn't toil, but I found, don't believe him either. But the idea is that Ramchal is saying is a guarantee. The guarantee is, if I put in the work, the Ribono Shel Olam will bless my results. Kimo she'osa l'chol kidoshav. Then I will be literally like a Malach Hashem. And all of my actions, afilu hashfalim v'agashmiyim kikarbanos v'avodos. And therefore all of my actions, even the ones that are, so to speak, lowly and material, ultimately will be treated or will become like karbanos, like sacrificial service, and like avodos. Suppose I remember, this is going back to what we said before, that the greatness of Kiddusha, the greatness of the Midah of Kiddusha, is that a person ultimately goes ahead and makes themselves into a Mizbeach, makes themselves into a Mishkan, into a Beis HaMikdash. And the idea behind that is that when one makes themselves Kadosh like that, that everything that happens within the precincts of that particular place become Kadosh as well. V'hin charoa, shederech knias zos hamida, hu al yidei rov haprisha. So we'll say, so now the Ramchal discusses, so how does one acquire the midah of Kiddusha? So remember again, Kiddusha is the ability to maintain a constant God awareness, to maintain a constant ongoing awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam in every single aspect of my life, to use all of my material things as a way of bringing me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by recognizing that if something material does not bring me closer, chances are it should just be avoided altogether. So how does one acquire this particular midah, says the Ramchal? Number one, Rov HaPrisha. So what does Rov HaPrisha mean? Take a look at, if you have the red edition, take a look at footnote 39. Rov HaPrisha, Mehana'os HaOlam HaZeh. It means separating yourself in a big way from the pleasures of this world. V'chin ayidei prishas bedinim she'ilahim shnei hachalokim harishonim shal haprishas. So this ultimately is a very important yisod. So this idea of prisha means, and again, I can't say it enough, the Ramchal is not advocating becoming an ascetic, but at the same time, the Ramchal is saying that moderation and specific avoidance of material excess is something that is exceptionally important for Kiddusha. Meaning, here's what's interesting, and here's what you see is the tension. On one hand, Kiddusha says that I'm able to take the material and I'm able to uplift it, and everything material becomes like a sacrificial service, like an avoda. That is true. That is absolutely true. Now, the erroneous application of that is, therefore, what? Do whatever you want. You know, enjoy everything. So it doesn't work that way. Meaning, there still has to be a sense of precious. There has to be a sense of moderation and separation. And also, this I think is one of the hardest things in life. You know, let's say, you know, the cloud gadol is, if a person doesn't have money, so it's easy to be parush, right? Because again, if I don't have, so I can't buy, I can't enjoy. person is blessed. I don't even mean if a person is wealthy. I just mean if a person, Baruch Hashem, has a parnas and they can enjoy, it's hard to be able to set those gidarim, to sit those levels of moderation. But prisha is important, again, in a healthy way, in a moderated way. So that's number one. Person has to have, it's actually interesting how pretty much if you've seen everything in Masilas Yesharim is predicated on a sense of moderated enjoyment of the physicality. That without moderation, everything goes out the window. V'ha'iyon ha'atzum b'sisrei ha'ashkacha ha'alyona umatz pune ha'briya. Furthermore, person has to pay an incredible amount of attention. Iyon ha'atzum means, deep contemplation. B'sisri ha'ashkacha, with the secrets of divine providence, umatz pune habriya, and ultimately the hidden dimensions of creation. Take a look at footnote 40. So he says, b'sisri ha'ashkacha al yonam atzpune habriya, kan romiz rabbeinu al hanosim ha'merkazim shel chachmas ha'nister, shelimuda afu b'chlal darchi k'niyas ha'kedusha. So this is fascinating. What Ramchal seems to be alluding to over here is what? Is Jewish mysticism. That one of the ways in which one is able to acquire ultimately a sense of kiddusha is by contemplating again the certain hidden dimensions of spirituality. Abbasin, you understand? If you know about Ramchal, it was only a matter of time until he brought this up. Why? Because Ramchal himself was a great Kabbalist. He was a great Kabbalist. In fact, again, remember, the Ramchal actually used to have many Talmidim in Torah Sanistar until he was banned from teaching Kabbalah. The Ramchal was accused of being a follower of Shabtai Tzvi. It's amazing. He was banned. I mentioned this before. He was banned from teaching Kabbalah. If you can imagine this for a moment, the Ramchal could not get a job teaching like in yeshiva. Can you imagine like Ramosh Chaim Lizzato shows up at TA applying for like a second grade Rebbe job, right? It's like, Lizzato, sorry. He was blacklisted. He could not find a job. He became an optician. That's what he did for a living. He became an optician. He decided to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. The whole family died in the plague. He was very young when he died. Everybody died very quickly upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting. Also, you should just know. His svarim were banned for a very long time. For us, Ramchal's writings are like the meat and potatoes of Hashkafas Achaim. Svarim were banned for a very long time because he was accused of being a Sabbatian. In any event, it's only a matter of time until the Ramchal brings up the need to study Torah Sanistar, the need to study the hidden dimensions of Torah. So because, again, remember, the whole idea of what Kabbalah does, what Zohar does, is that it gives us the underpinnings of the way the Ribono Shel Olam works in this world. That type of knowledge is what ultimately increases our sense of Dveikus. Achi is Dabik Bo Dveikus Godol, V'yeda L'chad and we begin to understand who the Ribono Shel Olam is. And Abbas says a person learns the art of using even material things or even earthly things in order to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimosha hayaroi lekoin shi is kaving ba'odo shochit hazelach o mekabel dama o zarko al shiyamshich baze habrachem en yisparach. What's that? It can become like a coin. What's the job of a coin? A coin is someone who takes material things and he uplifts them. Right? Jabo say, what is the greatest gashmi item? The greatest like base material item that exists in this world? Not even money, because money is inanimate. Animals, right? Animals, a behemoth, right? What's the opposite of a human being? The opposite of a person is a behemoth, right? Because a behemoth is also a living, breathing thing, but a behemoth is a live entity, bless you, with absolutely no inherent kiddusha. That's the opposite of a person as a behemoth. So the Ramchal says, I never thought about this until you see it in his words. What's the job of a kohen? Think about this. What is a kohen? What is a kohen? Remember, kohanim have a great setup. Because remember, again, they're working at most about 2 weeks out of the year. Active. It's a good job. If you can get it, it's a good job. Right? 2 weeks out of the year, plus Yamim Tovim. You are on a Yamim Tovim. And the rest of the time, you're learning. Baruch Hashem, you're learning. You're getting. You're preparing for those 2 weeks. But what does a kohen spend the bulk of his time doing? Animals. Right? Animals. So what's the pshat? It's amazing. Because who is the kohen? The Kohen is a person who knows how to take that which is material and how to uplift it. He's a person ultimately who understands that you could take this world and even the most base things and somehow you could uplift them and make them into something kadosh and something holy. That's what he does. So the Ramchal says every person has the ability to be a Kohen in that day. What does the Kohen do? He's shechting, he's sprinkling blood, he's receiving the blood in the kli, he's sprinkling it. And he's taking all of these mundane things and he's lifting them up into the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person, every person is able to do this in some way. Ad sheyam shich bazeh habracha men yisparach hachayim v'ashalom. Until a person ultimately is able to transform this ability to uplift the mundane into chayim, into life, and into shalom and into peace. V'zulas zeh. And unless, of course, a person finds the ability to transform that which is physical into that which is spiritual, then a person ultimately will always be left in the same place, and a person will just simply be chumri and gashmi. A person will just simply be physical. Who is Bodidus Vaprisha Harabo? But say furthermore, what helps in the acquisition of this Midah of Kiddusha, his Bodidus, which means, again, remember we've seen this many times before, of being alone. Person has to have time to think, person has to have time alone with themselves. Vaprisha Rabba, and great separation. Now, this separation, by the way, is not just separation from the material, this is also separation from people. The need sometimes to just be by oneself and to be able to contemplate Kidei. Because what happens? Life is very hectic and life is very manic. So sometimes when you're able to take away all of those things that are all the matridim, all of those things that sometimes cause stress, and all of those things that sometimes occupy our mind, then ultimately, again, the neshama, the nefesh, is able to become stronger and able to achieve this sense of dveika. So I'll say this again. The Ramchal has said this multiple times already. This need that sometimes in life what's most important is to carve out the space to think. And I think, again, this is one of the greatest challenges of our generation because we have no space to think. We're never alone. We're never by ourselves. We're never disconnected. So Ramchal says, again, to be able to take a few moments away, however much time a person is able to, we've seen this before, his potidus, the need to think. A person is able to contemplate, what's my job in this world? How do I actualize my kedusha? How can I become a kohen and lift up that which is kadosh? But let's just be one more paragraph, then we'll stop here for today. The things that detract, ultimately, again, from this midah, from this ability to acquire kedusha, are chestron hayidios amitios, v'rav hachevra im b'nei ha'adam. So we'll say, so the things that detract, ultimately, from kedusha, are flawed ideologies. Because, you know, sometimes a person thinks they know what is correct, and they don't necessarily know what is correct, and they go through life with these flawed ideologies that corrupt everything. Furthermore, Rova Chevron B'nai Adam, sometimes again, also too much socialization, especially, of course, with the wrong people, but sometimes even with the right people. A person has to just have time by themselves. Ki achomrius motzeis mino v'neir umischazek. Because we'll say sometimes again, spending too much time around people, he says, you know, matzah min esmino, too much of the material is not good. Sometimes a person has to spend a little bit less time with people and a little bit more time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes spending more time with God and a little bit less time with everyone else ultimately gives me the ability to think, to contemplate, and to come to those truths that will help me on the path to Kiddusha. We'll also stop over here for today. And Meretz Hashem, our goal will be that on Monday, we'll finish the Sefer.